The secret bunker is part of office lore WBT radio old-timers whisper to the newbies. That's how radio host Mike Collins learned of it, working there in the 1980s, long before he moved to WFAE.
I remember being amazed that it would really exist because I thought, you know, in the event of a nuclear attack, we wouldn't be here to broadcast.
There was a certain naivete in 1962 when schoolchildren were learning to duck under their desks in atomic bomb drills, and President John F. Kennedy was taking to the airwaves.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
With dire news of Soviet missiles in Cuba.
Each of these missiles, in short, is capable of striking Washington, D.C., the Panama Canal, Cape Canaveral.
The Cuban Missile Crisis prompted President Kennedy to launch the emergency broadcast system in 1963 and outfit radio stations all over the country with doomsday bunkers that could bring his voice to the American people during a national crisis. WBT got one, since it was one of the nation's oldest and most powerful stations, with a nighttime signal that stretches from Canada to Cuba. In fact, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, WBT was beaming pro-American propaganda to Cuba with a program called Radio Liberty.
So this is a picture from 1963 when the fallout shelter was built.
This is WBT chief engineer Jerry Dowd.
I'm going to take this picture and we're going to walk downstairs.
Into a chilly basement with government-issued green walls.
As you can tell, not a lot has changed. The clock stopped.
At just after 6 a.m. or PM. Would it even matter if an atomic bomb went off? Everything else still works, and the emergency supplies to keep some poor engineer alive and broadcasting for up to 60 days are still here, too.
We have a leftover can of survival crackers that were date-coded from April of 1963. We had water, you know, the drinking water. The most important thing we had was the sanitation kit. What you did is you took the lid off.
Oh, it's like a cardboard bucket with a donut top on it, a hole.
It's a porta potty.
And there are giant turntables poised to broadcast the most natural of things for the end of times. Dowd lifts a dusty vinyl record up off the spindle.
This was a church program, I believe, that we had recorded in 1955.
Needless to say, the bunker has never been needed. As the Cold War ended, dozens of them across the country collected dust. Until the mid-90s, when the National Emergency Alert System was expanded and a new wave of radio stations got emergency shelters designed to withstand an enemy attack. Then Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf of Mexico. While other radio and TV stations went silent, WWL in New Orleans went into its bunker.
That served as kind of a staple in the community and a source of information for citizens when a number of the other broadcast facilities were off the air.
Antoine Johnson heads the Emergency Public Alerts and Warnings Program for FEMA. After Katrina, he says, FEMA realized the main reason for these doomsday bunkers was probably not an enemy missile anymore. It was Mother Nature. Millions of federal dollars have since built a network of nearly 80 high-tech emergency shelters to withstand hurricanes, tornadoes, solar flares, even a freak electromagnetic pulse that could cripple the nation's power grid. FEMA keeps the technical details under wraps, but Jerry Dowd leads me outside to see WBT's new emergency shelter. It's actually two above-ground sheds fortified by, well, I don't know what. Just listen as Dowd opens the door. It's like a vacuum seal or something. Dowd lets the heavy door slam shut.
Now, for giggles and grins, turn your cell phone on and see if you can get any signal.
No signal.
He smiles, but won't say another word. The point is clear. A 21st century doomsday calls for lots more than dusty turntables and survival crackers in a cinder block basement. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.